And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed, instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Benami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, she bare also Teba, and Gehem, and Taash, and Maacah. And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And I asked her, and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuha. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and she said, Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. And Bilhah conceived, and bare Jacob a son. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the 5th son. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the 6th son. And afterwards she bare a daughter, and called her name Dinah. And she conceived, and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach. If he said thus, The speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ringstraked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstraked. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And Adah bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashmath bare Reuel. And Helabamah bare Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Helabamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. And she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kizib when she bare him. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And thy servant my father said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padan-Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And she bare him a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nahshon, to wife, and she bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putuel to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, Unclean, unclean. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed. And behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire, it is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. That Moses commanded the Levites, which bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, And as they that bare the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan, until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. It came to pass, when the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bare the present. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gilead's wife bare him sons. And his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and bare not. And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord, to save by many or by few. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. And Nathan departed unto his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her. And she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up before Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And Solomon had 70,000 that bare burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountains. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bare spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And the sister Tophonies bare him Genubath his son, whom Tophonies weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bare them, and brought them back into the guard chamber. And the woman conceived, and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And Naaman said, Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bare Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua, and the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And Tamar his daughter-in-law bare him Phares and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were 5. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And after that, Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephrathah. Then Abiah, Hezron's wife, bare him Asher, the father of Tekoa. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bare him Ahban and Molid. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Jaha, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Attai. And Iphah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Moza, and Gezez, and Haran begat Gezez. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber and Tirhena. She bare also Sheph, the father of Madmena, Sheba, the father of Machabina, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. And Nera bare him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Timani, and Heahashterai. These were the sons of Nera. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon, and she bare Miriam, and Shimei, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife Jehudijah bare Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Aramitess, bare Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker, the wife of Maker, bare a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakem. And his sister Hamuliketh bare Ishod, and Abiezer, and Mahala. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. The children of Judah that bare shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. And the children of the Levites bare the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bare the ark and the singers, and Kenaniah the master of the song with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bare rule over the people. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem with a very great company, and camels that bare spices and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart, which bare him children, Jeush, and Shemariah, and Zeham. And after her he took Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, which bare him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shelomith. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bear him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bear thee shall rejoice. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bear her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, Call his name Mahershalal-Hashbaz. And Elam bare the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you, and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. And if thou say in thine heart, Wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered, and thy heels made bare. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons, and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bare thee, into another country, where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. And I did so as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by day, as stuff for captivity, and in the even I digged through the wall with mine hand. I brought it forth in the twilight, and I bare it upon my shoulder in their sight. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. And I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thine eminent place, and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. And she had strong rods for the scepters of them that bear rule, and her stature was exalted among the thick branches, and she appeared in her height with the multitude of her branches. And the names of them were Aholah the elder, and Aholibah her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names, Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem Aholibah. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all thy labor, and shall leave thee naked and bare. And the nakedness of thy whoredoms shall be discovered, both thy lewdness and thy whoredoms, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands, and with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, Call her name Lorahama, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Now when she had weaned Lorahama, she conceived and bare a son. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. And by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw, for many bare false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain, and bare false witness against him, saying, And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. Another fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice, and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I saw, and bare record that this is the Son of God. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor the feast. And they bare it. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave, and raised him from the dead, bare record. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance, of wheat or of some other grain, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.